It's Thursday, the day we read from recent email we've received, and Lorraine Waiters of Smyrna, Georgia, reports that she was mesmerized by Janice Nieves, the radio rookie who told her story here on Monday. She writes, "This gutsy youngster from New York poignantly captured the heartache of living with substance abuse. Many children have their childhood stolen when they have to parent a selfish adult. I'm confident that there is much success and happiness waiting for her in spite of it all."
Listener Afi Scruggs of South Euclid, Ohio, listened to our piece on unreleased masterpieces of Motown and has a bone to pick with us. Two bones, in fact.
At least two of the songs, Scruggs writes, were released. The Marvelettes recorded Danger, Heartbreak, Dead Ahead. Stevie Wonder released All I Do Is Think About You as a solo cut. It was a nice hit for him. I was intrigued by the difference between the Seller versions and those I grew up with.
But listener Zeno W. Wicks, Jr. of Louisville, Kentucky, was less than intrigued.
He writes, "I've written before about the problem of wasting precious time on ATC on trash music stories. Today took the cake. Over 10 minutes of a news program was spent talking about so-called music that Motown decided not to release. There was a reason they were not released. They stunk. Why, oh why, waste your time, the news time, and your readers' time, listening to such junk."
Mary Robertson in McCall, Idaho, heard our reporter speaking figuratively of a German political party as schizophrenic.
She writes, "Did the reporter mean that the German political party system has a thought disorder characterized by delusions and hallucinations? Perhaps he was confusing, as many people do, schizophrenia and multiple personality disorder. Such remarks contribute to the continued misconceptions attached to the biological brain disease, schizophrenia."
In response to Robert's interview with Stephen Fried about his book, The New Rabbi, we received the same criticism from three listeners, the Reverend Talitha Arnold of the United Church of Santa Fe, New Mexico, Reverend Janet Lutz of Atlanta, Georgia, and Rachel Gonya, who is an ordained person in the United Methodist Church and lives in Alexander City, Alabama.
All protested the use of the word clergyman. Reverend Lutz observes, "Maybe it would help to also consider clergywomen as well as clergymen. It's not just a matter of political correctness, but a matter of inclusiveness of the gifts of all of us, women and men alike." Sorry about that.
We read your email, and we read selections from it every Thursday. You can send your comments or questions at atc@npr.org. And when you do, please remember to tell us where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.